Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. We have a very special guest today, Blake and Giannina. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for pronouncing my name right.
Did I pronounce it right?
You really did.
Do some not?
Nobody does ever.
No, it's been like my life's mission.
To get people to pronounce it right? Well, okay. Here's a question for you. Is it okay if I call you G for the rest of the podcast?
It is,
okay.
Actually.
Is that
yeah,
a, is that
yeah permission.
Okay, perfect. Hey, it's a big year for you too. You just moved to Colorado, G, and Blake, you've been in Colorado for a while. We're not far from each other. Mm-hmm. I know that you've been up to a lot and you just made the move. How's the move to Denver being? Been so far?
Oh boy, babe, you start.
Been extremely stressful.
Moving cross country is horrible.
It's a lot, and it's not easy moving from beachside to mountainside if you are a beach
in
girl.
January. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in January. Exactly.
Well, not to bore the audience, but we did we're sitting right now in Carmel by the Sea in California. We all left Denver on the same flight. It was negative 10 when we left Denver. No, nobody wants to hear about the weather, but it was cold.
Cold.
So that's frigid. I mean, that's had to be different because you were living in Miami before Denver, correct?
I was living with Blake for like a year unofficially, and now I live with him officially. But yeah, I grew up in Florida, and I like to just live in a bikini and not care about whether it's negative 10 degrees if I want to just enjoy the outside. So yeah, it's been a lot different.
My wife has accepted the fact that fashion is no longer maybe an opportunity and a possibility. So she just wants to be
one. There you go, babe. See how she's accepted it? You need to accept it.
You shut your mouth.
You need to accept it.
Well,
it's always a possibility.
I'm really intrigued and interested in your relationship because you've just now celebrated 1 year. So it's fairly, I mean, in today's like standards, it's a fairly new relationship, but you two have moved quickly. As you said, you've been living in Denver off and on for the last year and you've been together for a year. So I want to start with the two of you by asking, why did you feel like this was a important enough and serious enough relationship to say, I want to move to a new city with this man so quickly?
Okay, so I guess I'll go first.
You go first. You go first.
I've been in trying relationships with in most of my 20s, and I felt like after all of the trials and tribulations that this was something that felt like it was worth moving again cross country towards. He feels like home. And there's nothing that makes me feel otherwise. Like when I can't be away from him. I have to be next to Blake, and he is something that makes me feel like I'm safe, and I don't know. There's no words. Like, there really isn't. And that's what I was looking for. I put my everything into a storage unit in Miami where I thought that I was going to live in. And I traveled around the world thinking that I was going to live in Europe for a couple of years. And in that time I met Blake, and now I live in Denver.
I ruined her dreams. You know, I ruined her whole Europe like life.
Mm-hmm. You didn't ruin my dreams, baby. You made my dreams
no,
come true.
Good line,
because this
baby.
Was literally what I was asking the universe. Hey, I want to find my roots. I want to find my home, and you are my home.
Oh. So then, I mean, it's really sweet, but when was it for you that Blake started to feel like home? I mean, again, I want to take the timeline here. I think
this is a good question.
I think the timeline is very important. I mean, I met you, G, as we talked about earlier, because my puppy, who I talk about on the podcast and who interrupts the podcast very often, Waylon, was born inside Blake's home while you two were shooting the show that you met on. Mm-hmm. And you came home to that, Blake. And the first time I went to meet Waylon, when he was newly born, you were there.
Yeah.
And so as soon as the show was really done filming, you had already started to say, hey, this is a place I want to spend time. I know at that point in time, you started to spend more and more time there. Mm-hmm. So this happened very quickly where you said, Blake, we just kind of met on this show, which, as we know in the Bachelor world, doesn't usually work out, but you already felt connected enough to say, I want to start staying here. Mm-hmm. So when were those feelings starting to increase for you? And why did Blake's feel so much more comfortable than maybe past relationships?
I think because I had gone through such a ringer and felt like, oh, this is something that's going to be my end all. And it wasn't that when I met Blake, it just felt right. So we met on a show where we lived together, and we've always lived together. So when it moved on from reality TV situationship to real life situationship, and it was honestly on you, babe. Like, you took the initiative to be like, come and be with my family on Christmas and come integrate into my life, that I felt very confident in that. And I didn't hesitate to be a part of your life, that I just felt like it was a very real, coming from a TV show to a reality, like actual, like real life situation, that I wanted to give it a real shot again. And I think a real big part of me was that I didn't want to be bitter about my past. Like, I didn't want to close myself from past relationships, whether it be like a reality TV show or just past relationships in general, because I had a relationship before reality TV, you know? I wanted just to be open. And when you invited me to Colorado and had me meet your family as our first date, and I never left, and we both felt the exact same way, I think it was just like, okay, like, this is real. This is something that's worth giving a shot. And I don't know, you just kind of like turned everything upside down. Like, we both felt the exact same way, I feel.
Blake, what do you think? You know, I'm interested now with you, because your situation maybe was a little different. You went on the show. I talked to you before you went on the show. You didn't know what to expect out of this show that you were going on. It was a whole new experience for you. You come back with somebody. And then, you know, from my own personal experience, I know now, you know, when I was living in my house alone, you know, you start to get really comfortable living in a house alone. You come back from the show and all of a sudden somebody else is in your house with you, sharing the space with you. What made you feel like this is somebody I want around and that I'm okay sharing this space with them and I want to share this space with them?
Yeah. So I remember when I came back from the show, like you talked, we chatted before the show. I told him, you know, I told you, Ben, I was going on the show and I didn't know what to expect. And it was just like, it wasn't a dating show and it was more of a competition show. And I was like, I was just like, I was like, I'm not going to meet anybody. I don't want to meet anybody. And I ended up meeting G, and I remember coming back from the show and you know, you know this, like when you get back from a show, it's just detox, right? You just sleep for days. Like you're just trying to catch up on sleep and just trying to reacclimate to where you are. And it was about 2 days.
Thought we were going to break up.
I slept for 2 days and G hadn't heard from me in 2 days. And I remember being like, there was a moment where I was like, I miss her. And I remember feeling that and I was like, I miss her. And I ended up texting her and she was like, oh, I thought this was like, I thought we were broken up. Like I thought this was just a showman's, you know, because it had been 2 days of me just sleeping in my bed. And it turned out like her family had caught COVID and she was like, I'm going to spend Christmas alone. And I was like, no, you're not. Come to Denver. And so, yeah, literally our first real quote unquote date was with my family over Christmas. And it was just like she kind of talked about, we ended up living together during the show, right? It's very different than Bachelor. We're all in the same villa. We spent every night together since like maybe the second or third night on the show. So it just felt natural and it felt like it just wasn't weird for her to then come to my house and live with me. Like it was, which is weird to say, but it didn't feel weird. And so it just, the whole time we've always been together, it's just been very easy. Like it's not hard work. It's just a relationship that I've never really had that, you know, and I've never had a relationship where I felt like I needed to work at, you know, I don't need to work at all the time. So this is kind of the first time that it happened. And listen, I had this great house, my dream house, and having, you know, a girlfriend move in or not. Well, you did kind of move in for the first, like on and off for the first year. It's a lot. Like any man or woman for that matter, it's a lot to have somebody move into your space. Definitely. And it's not easy. And we've had our ups and downs where it's like, oh, you want me to throw away my shirt from 2006 when I won the like bowling league when I was, you know, it's like, no. But then, you know, you come to the decision. It's like, is this t-shirt worth like my relationship? And you have to come to those conclusions. You have to come to those realizations of like, do I give up half my closet for the girl I love or do I, you know, fight this? And then it becomes incredibly difficult to have a relationship. So there's things you have to give up in order to please
compromise.
A woman. Yeah, you have to compromise. Relationships are all about compromise. So we've done that. And honestly, I want to like cover her ears right now and I want to like mute her microphone, but my house looks 1,000 times better since she moved in.
It's not easy to admit.
It is not easy to admit, but it's been a blessing and a curse, but more of a blessing than a curse for sure.
Well, you just said it, and I wasn't going to put words in your mouth, but you said, you know, the person you love. I think all of us would love to know when that feeling happened for the two of you. When did you first say it? When did you first feel it? What brought you to that point? I'm going to start with Blake because I feel like, you would have a really good, easy time answering this. And I feel like I want to start with Blake on when he started to feel this and know that this is something worthwhile.
So this is actually a great question because
I love it.
Yeah, this is a good question because we're going to have very different answers just because of what I didn't. Well, we'll let her answer her later. But for me, I knew I've been through a lot on Bachelor, right? I've been through a lot in public, I should say. And so for me, I was determined not to fall in love fast, which is a weird thing. You know, like I had fallen in love fast a lot. And I was somebody who was like a hopeless romantic. And I wanted, like, I was just always like, I'm going to fall in love. But with her, I did it different. I was like, even if I feel it, I'm not going to say it. Like, I am determined to not be that person who falls in love again fast. Like, I wanted to protect myself. I wanted to protect her. I just didn't want to put ourselves in that situation again. So as much as I loved her pretty quickly, I would say, I mean, I'm not going to put an exact date on it, but I would say, honestly, after, we actually talked about this. It was after she came to Denver, she met my family and everything was like, she got along with my family. And then it was like, we are in the real world. And I still feel this way. Mm. I did love her, but it took me months to say it because
as much as I didn't want to fall in love as quick, you know, as The Bachelor, I, in a weird way, I still wanted to be as weirdly special, right? I wanted this moment to be like, you know, we talk about this, like candles everywhere and we're in a hot tub in the middle of the day. Like, I wanted this crazy thing. And so I just kept holding off, like, no, it's going to come, like, this weird moment of, like, everything coming in. Blah, blah, blah. And then finally,
was it like that?
We were just in bed one night. We were just in, which we refer to as our safe space, right? We travel a lot and our bed is like our safe space. We're watching Netflix, like, Netflix and chills, like our safe space. And I remember I just looked at her and she was like laying on my chest. And I just looked at her and I was like, I love you. And then it was like this moment of like, oh my God, it was like such a relief to me to feel that like weight, right? A pressure of like, it's got to be perfect. And it didn't, it doesn't need to be perfect. And so it was just like, it was a relief off me. And then she had been waiting a little while. Like, I'd almost said it a couple of times. So it was like a relief for her too. You know, it was just like, we knew we felt it. To like actually say it out loud, it was like a big moment for us. So I want to say it was probably like June. It's like 6 months in, I think 5-6 months in.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part two Monday night.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
G, before we get to you, I want to dig into this just a little bit. So, Blake, you feel like, would you say if this is accurate, tell me if I'm not, but because of your history, not only in The Bachelor, but outside of The Bachelor, it made you hesitant to step in and communicate that you were in love with somebody like that, like your time on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, or I guess on The Bachelorette, really, and in Paradise, and all the storylines and all the things that you went through made you mentally put a lot more pressure and like maybe even like confuse yourself a little bit on when you should and how you should communicate to G that you loved her.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and people often forget this. Like, I've had relationships before the show, and like we all have had relationships before the show. And even before the show, like I had been told I love you too soon. Like somebody had told me they love me too soon. And I just didn't want to make that. Like, I wanted to make sure that this was the one. And I've talked about this before I met G. I was like, the next person that I go public with, like she, like this is it, you know? And so I just wanted to make sure that this, like, I didn't want to rush anything. I rushed anything into a lot on national television. I was like, I'm just not going to do it, you know? And so I was determined to wait and make sure. And so when I was sure, it still took me months, but when I was sure, like, it was like, okay, like I'm going to do this. So that's kind of what I felt like my mind frame in at the time.
That's interesting.
This is it? I have goosebumps.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
G, what about for you?
I knew right away.
Really? No, explain.
Yeah. I've always had like this very innate feeling of who I actually like have love for. So I knew I had love for Blake.
Okay.
Like as soon as I met him, essentially, like even before I said I love you, I knew I loved him as a person. And then on the show, actually, he did this like very chivalrous moment where I was supposed to go on this thing called Exile Island.
So yeah, the show real quick is All Star Shore. For those of you that want to watch it, it's All Star Shore. It's a competition show and everything. Yeah.
All Star Shore, where you compete for money. And you're it's not a love show, but it's a show where you like drink and hang out and like you have like all these fun people around. And if you fail at a show, then you're supposed to go to like this horrendous like situation called Exile Island, where you're supposed to like fend for your life and try to like figure out this riddle and this like puzzle. And if you don't, then you kind of like stay in this horrible situation where you're either like in this, I never went. So
yeah, she didn't go. Yeah, basically you're right. Like, so basically if you fail during a competition, you lose, you have to go to Exile Island, which is like you sleep on like a fucking a fishing boat, or you sleep like on the beach, you sleep in the forest. Like it's just a very,
it's like a nightmare. It's come
don't
to life.
You don't want
to
go. Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to go.
It's not as comfortable as the other house.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Not even comfortable. It's like literally your nightmare come to life.
Yeah. It's pretty brutal.
And so I got hurt during my Exile Challenge, where I was supposed to like, if I failed, then I would go to the Exile Island. And I got very hurt. And I had to go to the ER, and then Blake like took my place, and it was just like this very chivalrous like moment.
He took your place on Exile.
He took my place. He took my place. And so I came back to the house, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to go to Exile Island. Like I'm ready to, you know, like claim my spot. And they go, no, Blake already took it. And I just kind of like, I don't know. I went into the fetal position. I was like, I can't believe he would do that. Like I love him. And it just came out, and everybody around me was like, oh, you what? And I was like, I love him. And it was like the first time that I said it out loud, even though I felt it like constantly ever since I met him. But regardless, like when, and even though I said it on the show, it took every fiber of my being to not tell him 50 times a day that I loved this man, because I knew. And so when he said it, I was just like, I was expecting to like, break down in tears, but I just laughed.
She laughed.
Belted out in this laugh. She was like, and I was just like,
like,
oh,
a nice cute little laugh. Yeah.
Got you.
I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, I did it. So it was just it was a very happy moment for me. And I was waiting for this guy to just express and like confess his love to me. But I knew very early on, before I met his family, before we left on the show, because I had a show, a dating show that I was going to do after I met him, that I wasn't planning on falling in love on All Star Shore. And no matter what, I knew that this was somebody that I was going to have a place in my heart for a very long time. And it turns out that I did.
Yeah, so she said no to that show, thank God. But yeah, real awkward. But yeah.
So it's a little bit like, I mean, it sounds like to me it's a little bit for you like Love at First Sight.
No.
Not the show, like love, like literally, was it Love at First Sight with Blake?
It was love at first, him wanting to express like genuine, like not concern, but like you were just like very genuine. You were very much like a gentleman compared to what I was used to in the whole like year that I was like single, and you cared for me and you showed like a genuine like love, and the way that you like pursued me was like it was you whenever we hooked up and left the show together. Every single person that we were with on the show said, this makes sense. Like, I can't wait to see you guys like evolve and like become this and do that together. And I was like, yeah, fucking right. Like, this is not, this is, I was like, I have another show after this. Like, okay, thank you. This was lovely. You know, like, let's call it the showmans for what it is. But everyone outside of us saw that this was something that made sense, and it really did, because we're just like soulmates, honestly. Yeah. I always felt like you were my soulmate, but I thought you were a temporary soulmate, not like a lifelong soulmate.
Well, a little bit of that doesn't make sense to me though, because you had just said you were laying in the fetal position saying, I love this man, and that it took every fiber of your being to not tell him that, right? But yet at the same time, you believed it was a showman. You believe that this would end, that you would go your separate ways and you'd still go on the show. So explain that to me a little bit. Like, where, like, what am I not getting at it? Like, where am I missing that the fact that you cared about him so much on the show, but yet you still believe this could end and that you would move on?
Right. I know. So, I mean, there's a lot of like soulmates in your life that you feel like you that come into your life and teach you something and then help you express the person that you're supposed to be at that time, and then that you wish that they were that person for you to help develop, and because you feel so connected to them. And I thought that I could have a moment with Blake, but I didn't. I hoped that he would be my person, but if he wasn't, then I would hold that special place in my heart, and I would always cherish him, and I would always hope that he would, you know, become develop or learn something from me, and vice versa. And that's something that you always wish, if you found someone that was very special and you felt like that they were going to, you know, just hold a special place in your heart. I don't know how to explain it. Like, people come and go in your life, and you think that they're going to be like a chapter, or they're going to be something that actually holds a place. And I wanted Blake to be somebody that held a special place, but I didn't expect him to be my forever, even though I wanted him to. I was ready to just kind of be like, hey, we did this thing. I met you in a place in my life that I evolved and grew into a person that I always wanted to be, and I hope that we would kind of like help each other in a sense. But if we didn't work out, then no love lost. But if we end up working out, it would be magical. And that's something that you hoped, you know, whenever
you hope for it, you wanted that to happen, you just didn't, you knew that no matter what, this was special.
Exactly.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy.
we have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part two Monday night.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The hard-hitting questions are coming.
And if that wasn't hard enough.
No, we got some fun ones coming our way. And I feel confident enough to talk about them because we've been enjoying ourselves tonight with some Stella Rosa wine. Stella Rosa is incredible wine. And as I said, we're here in Carmel by the Sea, which I can't think of a better place to have a glass of wine than this area. You got the ocean. You got an incredible town. You've got incredible golf courses, which, you know, we love. If you've never heard of Stella Rosa wine, well, you should. And it's incredibly good. It's semi-sweet, semi-sparkling wine. It's refreshing. It's best for me when it's chilled. And another cool part about it is it has over 25 unique fruit flavors and innovations. And it's real fruit, so it's low calorie, naturally gluten-free, which is a big part of my life now with my wife because she's natural, she's healthy, and she's gluten-free. So Stella Rosa wine is a big part of our household. It's a big part of this trip for us. And it has also given me the confidence, I feel like, to ask a few more questions here to the two of you.
That got me spilling all my secrets. Yeah.
I've been liquored up for the last 7 hours with Stella Rosa, so here we go.
happily. You know, you... I couldn't help but hear you say something about Blake being your person. And so I just want to ask you guys directly, and you can answer it however you want, together or not. Is marriage in your future?
I knew that was the next one.
Is he your person, G? I guess maybe would be the way to answer this first. And do you believe that this show, All Star Shore, and the last year of your life have led you to somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with?
So I proposed to Blake like 17,000 times.
How do you do that? Tell me more.
Every single, I don't know, when I feel it. I just
we're laying in bed and I'm like, do you want to marry me? Or we're having a dinner and I'm like, do you want to get married? Or
how's the answer?
And he just goes,
like he just did there. Yeah, he's just been giggling. Yeah, he's just giggling in the background. Yeah,
and he goes, I want to ask you. So I'm like,
yeah, call the old fashioned. Yeah. But no, I want to do the proposing, number one. I like I've said 1,000 times, and I've said this publicly, I've said this. It was like the next time I'm going, you know, I'm really with a woman and I tell everybody and I quote unquote show everybody. Like, yeah, like I'm confident in this relationship and this woman and in what we have. So I feel very confident in this relationship and this woman and in what we have. So that's,
we're getting married.
So yeah, that's my answer to that. I feel like, yes, I'm very excited for this year and what, yeah,
our relationship. God, I'm dying.
Stop.
You're excited for this year. Well, I'm excited for this year. I'm excited to watch this now, this year play out. And you both are very good at capturing your year. In fact, as we mentioned, you just did celebrate a 1-year anniversary. You went to Buena Vista, which is a place in Colorado, to celebrate. Why did you choose there?
Yeah, it was so fun. So a year's kind of a... A long time in my dating history. Like, this is a new PR for me. So I was like, I need to really express how I feel to this woman. And it was going to be a special, special moment. So she had mentioned a bunch, like we have some incredible hot springs in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned it a couple times. And I was like, okay, I need to find a private hot springs. There's a lot of public hot springs. And I need to find a private hot springs.
Where I can be naked.
Yeah, pretty much. And I obviously I love the mountains. I grew up in the mountains of Colorado. So I love the mountains. I love, you know, cabin. I love this escaping into the mountains. And so, yeah, we found this amazing hot springs in the mountains. It was a private hot springs. And it was perfect for us. Like, it was this cute little cabin that's over 100 years old. And it was just a really cool night for us. Like, I think, honestly, I don't know how I'm going to beat the year anniversary. I don't know how I'm going to one up this anniversary. Yeah, we made sushi together and it was like by the fire and stayed out hours and hours in this hot springs in the middle of winter. Like, it was amazing. It was incredible. I don't know how I'm gonna one up it now.
I have an idea.
What? Yeah.
A wedding. Oh, fuck. I got an idea. It's a wedding. I have yeah, well, I mean, gee, that also then begs the question, do you want to wait another couple months for this engagement to happen? Ben, are you ready now?
More questions.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, next year anniversary, you could pop a ring, but or you could do it beforehand. Whatever you guys want.
I marry him in my living room.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Today? Tonight?
Tonight.
I am an officiant.
Tell you what.
I am a legal officiant.
Want to have the best podcast ever?
Yeah. We can make this happen. It's just a few words. So
I am an officiant.
Yeah. I've done it before. I think it's fun here to close this out. And this conversation with you two has been incredible. And it's really interesting and fun for me to know about your history and what's brought you this point. Something we always like to do on the Almost Famous podcast when we get new couples, we don't want to ask you questions that will pit you against each other. We really want to ask you questions that will bring the light some maybe things that you don't tell each other as much as you should. And I know that in my own relationship. So, G, I'll start with you. I'm not going to tell you 1 through 5 or 1 through 3, but what is it about Blake that you love the most? When you look at Blake, when you think about Blake, what is it that comes to your mind that makes you say, I love this man?
So I can just...
First thing.
Okay, first thing. I don't... your energy is just delicious. Like, you're somebody that I, like, want to be around. And then the way that you smile at, like, random things just makes me happy. So I'm just happy when I'm around you. Where when I'm sad, you make me happy. That's
cute. See, I knew you were gonna say smile. You always talk about smile.
Yeah. Blake, what about for you?
You're stupid.
You're stupid. What was the actual question? Like, I just thought of a bunch of cute shit, but like I wanted to answer the actual
question. Think of the reasons that you love her, like the reasons that when you think about her as a person, what makes you love her?
So for me, and this was pretty immediate for me. I agree with the energy thing. Like, I was drawn to her. Like, energy kind of, you know, like, attracts. Good energy attracts good energy. But for me, I mean, it's got to be your, like, confidence. Like, you're wildly confident. And I'm attracted to confident and strong women. And so right off the bat, I was like, there was just this aura about her that was just like, I don't need you, but like, I want you. And I loved that. It was one of those things where like, I don't think I need a man. Like, I don't think I need you, but I want you. And I was very attracted to that. So I loved her like badass boss bitch energy that like she gives
BDE
off.
Baby.
Yeah. She has some big dick energy. So I love that about her.
Good for you, G. Yeah. I don't know
it's
about
scary,
Blake,
but, a little, but like at the same time, super attractive.
I don't know about Blake, but you might be the only one in the room with that.
Quiet in the gallery, please. Quiet.
That
was awesome.
Again, this is it's special to talk to the two of you. Again, as somebody that has seen your relationship since the beginning. Is it exciting for the year ahead and what comes for the two of you? And I'm glad we get to celebrate this weekend here in such a beautiful area. And it has been an incredible weekend so far. We've gotten to do a lot and we've gotten to share, as I mentioned earlier, some incredible wine. And thanks to Stella Rosa Wines for helping us put this weekend on and giving us so much incredible, sweet, beautiful nectar to enjoy this weekend. If you're somebody out there that's a wine fan, Stella Rosa wine is semi-sweet. It's semi-sparkling wine, so it has a little nice little effervescent to it. 25 unique fruit flavors and innovations. It's real fruit, low calorie, naturally gluten-free. It's not your typical wine brand. Stella Rosa breaks wine stereotypes. Like, you can have red wine with chicken because it has that little sparkle, and that's something we enjoy in our own household. So, Blake and G, will end with this, with the year ahead, with things happening. Blake, I know you're busy DJing. What are you two, what's your plans? What are you looking forward to here in the next few months? What can people maybe follow you on to stay in contact with the two of you as a couple and the, you know, you two as individuals?
Go ahead. Okay, I'll go. No, I mean, we have a big year. 2023 is going to be a big year for us. You know, it's weird to think that a year ago we met. And so we're a year in our relationship, but weirdly enough, like, we've only been, you know, quote unquote public for about 6 months. Like, it's really not been very long. So we're excited for the year to come. We got some amazing trips planned. We're going to Amsterdam, Portugal for her birthday, going to Ibiza. We're doing a lot of really fun things this year. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fun year for the two of us. We have some fun things.
I have a lot of things that are going to pose some competition for you, Ben. I'm sorry. It's a coffee line.
I can tell you all about how to do it.
Please. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And how much work it actually takes.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah. Good luck.
I know. Just listening to it. But yeah, there's a lot of fun, like, development, just, personal and like romantic.
We have some fun opportunities. I can't say too much that I think are going to come this year that we're kind of in discussions about, which might be back on your TV again, but we'll see. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see. So, but yeah, you can follow us. I'm balake.h on Instagram, and you are
Giannina Gibelli, GIANNINA GIBE.
It's a real mouthful.
I know, but it's tastes good in your mouth.
Ayo.
Just like Stella Rosa wine. hey, thank you too for joining us. Thank you for catching us up on everything going on. We have a lot more fun to have. And so we're going to bounce out of here. And again, if people want to follow you, you just gave them your Instagram handles to do that. We look forward to continuing to follow you in the future. Thanks for joining the Almost Famous podcast.
Thanks, Ben. Love you.
Thank you. You're amazing.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcasts on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart. In ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.